KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Chris Fiorentino, your host for the next 30 minutes, and I'm happy you've joined us today. Each week on the show, we share stories about Fresno State's impressive service involvement in and with the community. And today, we're going to hear about one of those great situations where students and faculty saw a need in the community, they saw an opportunity to address that need, and they ran with both of those. The Fresno State Food Recovery Network is a fantastic program that not only addresses hunger and food insecurity issues, but it also addresses the issue of usable food that's being wasted and ending up in landfills instead of on the plates of those who need it. So here with us today to tell us more are Ms. Alita Espinosa Contreras, a faculty member in the Department of Public Health at Fresno State, Ms. Marian Pagadawan, a Fresno State student and president of the Fresno State Food Recovery Network, Ms. Dahlia Dole, the vice president of the Fresno State Food Recovery Network and also a student, and Ms. Song Vang, an alumna who helped start the Fresno State Food Recovery Network and the current Food to Share project manager with Fresno Metro Ministry. Welcome to all of you.
Hi, Chris. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So, Alita, maybe we can start off with you. First, can you tell everybody a little about yourself and also give us a little snapshot of this issue of food insecurity and hunger here in Fresno?
Sure, Chris. I teach in the Department of Public Health, and I'm a faculty advisor to the Food Recovery Network, and food security has been an area of interest for me for many, many years. I've worked on multiple food security projects, both on campus and off campus, in the form of providing data and research on food security among students, as well as off campus working to improve access to food via community gardens and various different food related projects. Food insecurity is the inability to afford enough to eat to live a healthy lifestyle. And we find that many people who are food insecure tend to sort of fill that gap by utilizing a variety of food aid programs. While not all individuals seek services from food aid programs, many do, both in the form of utilizing, for instance, food pantries served by the community food bank here in town, as well as hot meal programs, which we're very connected to around the community. And in these sites, they actually serve prepared food versus the non-perishables served at many pantries.
Are there estimates on the number of people in the Fresno County area that are food insecure?
Yes, we do have data. A current study that was published in 2014 found that 51% of Fresno households met the USDA criteria for food insecurity.
Wow.
51%. We know that we have a large number of people living at or below the poverty level. So that significantly increases their risk or prevalence of food insecurity. Data on Fresno County in terms of households using the SNAP program, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, says that about 30% of children in Fresno County are living in households that are food insecure. So they're utilizing SNAP benefits. SNAP is the old food stamp program to meet some of that food need. Nationally, the rates have come down. The most current figures are 2015 numbers, and about 12.6% of American household population was food insecure.
So in Fresno, almost four times the national average, one of those things that we are stars of, unfortunately, four times the national average, the number of people that are food insecure. And that's obviously the Food Recovery Network helps address that issue. But it's not just that. You also help decrease the amount of otherwise edible food that would end up in landfills. How big of a problem is this?
Well, we know that there is significant food waste in our country. Estimates somewhere from 30 to 50% have been published. So in essence, 30 to 50% of the food that is grown in our country goes to waste, is never actually consumed by people. It's a big problem, especially when we talk about waste in terms of landfills. When organic matter is sent to landfills, what we find is that food does not compost in the way that it normally should or would. So it causes major methane emissions. So landfills are one of the biggest contributors to methane, which is a greenhouse gas that contributes to global warming. Mm-hmm. So big, significant problem.
we're as notorious as anyone for it. I can't tell you how many times, you know, some leftovers get shoved back in the back of the fridge and then they end up going bad and we're tossing out what would otherwise have been a good sized meal for at least one person, if not our whole family. So a big problem, I recognize. Okay, so Marian, before I get to talking to you about FRN, please tell us a little about yourself.
Okay, I'm Marian Pagaduan. I'm a sophomore and I'm majoring in speech language pathology. So that doesn't really have direct ties to food recovery, but I was attracted to this club because it tackles one of the problems that are, you know, close to home. I grew up in the Philippines, and so I've seen hunger and malnutrition and all of that food insecurity firsthand. And so when I saw the opportunity to join this club, I realized I had to do it.
I love it. You have a passion or a background in something and recognized a need here. And so you got involved.
Yeah.
It's not always about doing something directly related to your major or your future career.
Yeah.
So what exactly is the Fresno State Food Recovery Network?
So the Fresno State Food Recovery Network is a nationally recognized club that tackles food insecurity and hunger, as well as environmental issues here in Fresno. And we're part of a larger national group called the Food Recovery Network. They have more than 200 chapters around the nation. And so our local group, we work with food distribution places in Fresno. We recover food from our campus and also we glean. So we go to private homes and we take fruit from there. And we also deliver that all over.
And to clarify, I mean, obviously you're not digging through trash cans, taking food that students have thrown away. You're going to what, the residence dining hall, and you're taking food that would otherwise they wouldn't be able to use for one reason or another. And it's all kinds of food, right?
Yes.
It's fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, milk, cheese, other kinds of products. Is it also food sometimes that has been prepared, but for one reason or another, they can't use it and you can take it to one of these meal distribution sites?
So on Fridays, we collect the food from our dining hall here on campus. Some of it is prepackaged. And so they already prepared this food, but somehow it wasn't able to be distributed here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we take it and we bring it over to local churches. One of them is St. Paul Newman Center.
Mm-hmm.
And
they have a Friday night hot meal program that they do. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what we do.
Yeah. What are the amounts like? Just a general estimate on how much food you end up collecting in a given week?
You know, it varies. Some days we have more than 200 pounds of food.
Wow.
And sometimes it's just 30 pounds. It really depends. And most of that weight comes from the gleanings that we do, which is around Fresno when we go to people's homes and we take their fruit.
Yeah.
They have a lot.
They've got fruit trees in their yard and or a farmer has some fruit trees and is not able to process or package it all. And you guys can come in and pick that fruit or those vegetables and utilize it.
Yes.
Great. So as the president, I think you probably as well as anybody know, how many students are involved in the program and what's your role as the president?
Right now, we don't have a lot of numbers because it's still trying to gain traction. We have some very dedicated members right now, about 7 probably, but we've been tabling around campus and getting more interest from other students. So far, we've had 3 successful tabling events, and we've garnered about 60 names and people that want to work with us.
Okay. So, Marian, you talk about this dip, this problem of traction. And, Alita, I know that Food Recovery Network has been around on campus for a while and was very strong and robust for a while and just had a little dip recently. And can you talk about that a little bit and how you're now back on the upswing again?
Sure. The way the Food Recovery Network was structured originally was it was designed as a class. So the organization was part of a class, so they were doing a lot of service learning projects, and that was taught under Dr. Sarah Whitley. Yeah.
Shout out to Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. And also Dr. Janine Nkosi. Both of those faculty are no longer on our campus. I believe they're still teaching on land, but they both moved out of town to pursue other
ventures?
Sure. Yeah, other ventures. Both still teaching. Janine went back to school. And so what has happened since the spring of 2016 is that we have been functioning as a standalone group. And what we're finding is that especially during times like summer and winter intercession, it's really hard to get enough volunteers to help with some of those recoveries. And so we've had to rely on some of our community partners to help maintain some of those lines of connection with our donors and our hot meal sites. But we are certainly on the upswing. I think this semester we've been really working on sort of laying some foundation. Another really wonderful thing is that we're actually going to be offering class credit for joining the Food Recovery Network. So anyone interested in participating with us would actually earn class credit 1 unit for being part of our organization and for helping us meet some of these needs with food waste and feeding people that are hungry.
Yeah, and I think we'll talk about that a little bit later too. Obviously, the academic credit comes from the learning that happens when students get involved in this. And you're all nodding your heads here. Obviously, there's a lot of learning that goes on when you're involved in programs like this. So Dahlia, your turn. Would you start by introducing yourself a little bit?
Yes, I'm Dahlia Dole, and I'm also a sophomore here at Fresno State. I'm a biology major, so a little more related technically to our goal here. But I've always been passionate about the idea of food waste in terms of the environmental issues of it. And I've given speeches about the environmental impacts of food waste. But it wasn't until I really got involved in this club that I started to see the effects of what we do on the human side of it and feeding people and fighting the food insecurity in terms of people. So that was something that was really interesting for me, and I've really liked that so far.
So like Marian, as the vice president of the organization, you've got to put in a lot of time into this. I'm wondering, what kind of time commitment has this involved for you? And what are the time commitments for other students?
Marian and I have been putting in a lot of effort this semester, but mainly in terms of organizing the events that we've been doing and holding meetings and maintaining all the connections that were already set up for us. But it hasn't felt like a commitment. You know, it's been fun, and we've really liked doing it. It's been kind of a fun break for us to actually do the Food Recovery Network stuff. But in terms of other members in the club, the time commitment mainly comes from the events that we do, and we spend about 3 hours on the weekends gleaning, and then the hour with the dining hall on Fridays. So in terms of time commitment, it isn't a lot, you know, and just a little bit of effort goes a long way. And with some help, we can get a lot done
in
a short amount of time.
You know, when you're enjoying yourself, it doesn't seem like that you're having to invest or give up time because you're enjoying it. So,
Yep, it's been a blast.
You talked about these tabling events that you're having, and obviously with 60 plus people that have signed up to be involved, the students are coming from all over the place. Like the two of you, a biology major and a speech path major. I'm curious, what kinds of interests are students showing? Are these students coming because they just heard about the program, because they know you, because they've got to do hours for another service learning class? Where are they coming from? What's the drive for them?
So far, most of the volunteers that we've had have been coming from organizations that Maureen and I are involved in, because we've been able to go personally and recruit volunteers. But in the future, I mean, the signatures that we've gotten from people at our tabling events, they came from the Earth Day organization that was through Sustainability Club. So people were coming through there, and obviously they're interested in sustainable practices. So they kind of already have the interest that we're looking for. And so we got a lot of volunteers on that day. But otherwise, it's students walking by, seeing what we do and talking to us. And some of them have heard about Food Recovery Network before. Some people haven't. Some people are residents on campus, and they go to the dining hall and they say, oh, I've been wondering where that food goes. I've been wondering what's happened when I see that food waste. And we say, that's us. We're doing it. You know, we're out there taking that food and doing something good with it. So,
And I think you mentioned already, Marian, that it's about 200 pounds a week or so. But I mean, if the folks at home can imagine in your little refrigerator, if you're having to get rid of, you know, two or three items here and there at a time, imagine the dining hall feeds about 1,100 students every day at Fresno State. So there are obviously times where not all that food is getting utilized and they can donate that over. I think that's just a great commitment by Fresno State in and of itself, in addition to the commitment of time of students like you and faculty member like you, Alita. So Song, let's get you in here. Now, I have to admit, while I didn't know Alita and Marian and Dahlia very well, Song and I, we have history. We've known each other for about 7 years, I think. And I know a lot about you, Song, but I'm going to let you introduce yourself so I don't embarrass you. How's that?
Well, Chris, it's always a pleasure to see you, and it's exciting. And yes, it has been 7 years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, my name is Song. I'm the Food to Share Project Manager. but I was also one of the co-founders of the Fresno State Food Recovery Network here as a student. And as a student, I was actually a double major in linguistics and deaf education and did a minor in civic education and also sociology. And so, as you can see, it was such a diverse experience for me because it opened my eyes, and definitely being part of the Food Recovery Network opened my eyes to how food connects all of us together, no matter what your religion, your ethnic background is, wherever you come from, food is what ties you. And when we started the Fresno State Food Recovery Network, we realized that there's such a high need. From a study from a graduate student, it was a preliminary study that they found 1 out of 3 Fresno State students is food insecure. And being food insecure, you can't see that. You can't visually see someone going hungry, not having access to food. And so even some of our leaders, when we were starting it, they were going through that. And so being able to be part of the solution and to realize that we can really recover this food that it's just being thrown away. It's just amazing being part of that, of the journey really so far.
Now, I think one of the false impressions that some people will have out there is that, well, if someone's hungry, these are not the gut-wrenching scenes that you see on TV late at night of the, you know, abdomen distended child in Africa starving to death. But these are people who are missing meals on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they may have only one meal, sometimes none, right? I mean, when you talk about food insecurity, we're talking about everyday people. And certainly, as you mentioned, you and your fellow students saw this with the folks who were involved in the network.
Definitely. And kind of just painting a bigger picture too, and looking at stats, I mean, Fresno alone from the Fresno Research Action Center just released one of their studies, and they show that Fresno is actually now the 5th largest food insecure city in the whole U.S. So that is significant in that we are one of the biggest producing county in really for the whole world. And so it's really looking at the system of food and looking how we can really get in there of what about the edible food? Because 40% of food is being wasted. Mm-hmm. And for the Fresno State Food Recovery Network, that is a solution to how the food system works and how we can tap into, you know, the edible food. I'm looking at how we can be that missing link in that system to really ensure that when there is edible food, because a lot of times the edible food is perishable. And that's where the struggle is. And as a student, when we were working with community partners, it was just having that conversation and realizing that they have the capacity to do a food program, to have a hot meal, but being able to provide food that they could actually distribute was a challenge for them. So the Fresno State Food Recovery Network became that missing link and started being able to provide that food.
Right. So being that you helped get this started, what were those early years like? Did you have a sense that 7 years hence this program would keep going and all these thousands of pounds of food would have been collected and distributed? I mean, what was it like those first months and year?
The first year was definitely a challenge. It actually was just figuring out the logistics. It was a challenge because we had to work with risk management, really looking at the ability to even just recover from Fresno State in the residence dining hall. And so being able to provide them with federal and state laws that actually protects them from the donation of food. So the Good Samaritan Emerson Law protects our residence dining hall from donating food because they are donating on good faith, knowing that the food that they're giving us has been frozen and it has been, you know, taking all the precautions that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And so that first year was really just trying to get all that worked out, having, you know, those meetings one-on-one. And it was amazing being part of that because we saw just how strict the university is in protecting their students. And it's been an amazing journey in that. And then that summer, I mean, that first summer of about 2.5 months when we started actually recovering food, we started recovering food from the residence dining hall, from the Manchester Farmers Market. And in that 2.5 months, we recovered over 16,000 pounds, if I'm not mistaken. And that's significant in that that food was edible. That food was, you know,
would have just safe, perfectly good safe to eat.
Yes. Yeah. And it was just being tossed out. Yeah. And so this was the avenue where we were able to recover and share that. And, you know, starting that, I mean, I was in my senior year as a student advisor for the club because I was able to help, you know, lead these students. And through that whole process, I never knew or even imagined that it would become Food to Share what it is now, too.
Yeah.
Food to Share is an extension of the Fresno State Food Recovery Network, but it also is looking
on how we can, for the food that is inedible, we're able to convert that and change that into renewable energy and biofuels. So just what Alita was saying, you know, a lot of times when food gets thrown into landfills, it doesn't decompose as what it should be. And so when we are able to donate and recover food, there's been a stats from actually CalRecycle, which is the State Department, and they've said that 1 pound of recovered or donated food equals actually 2.2 pounds of GHG reductions being produced at landfills. And so that alone is significant when we count all of that. And with Food to Share, we've actually recovered over 400,000 pounds of food so far.
And I love this. This is one of those great examples where students, faculty members, they see this problem, you go and you develop a solution to it, and then all of a sudden it gets bigger. Another organization, in this case Fresno Metro Ministries, take notice, and they say, look, we can do this on a bigger level besides just Fresno State, and we can really supplement what's happening here. And so this Food to Share program is a great example of that. And look who's the the manager of that program, yeah, but one of the students who started the Food Recovery Network here at Fresno State.
I mean, it was really, Food to Share came to be because of the connections and the relationships that the actual faculty of the Fresno State Food Recovery Network did with Fresno Metro Ministry, and reaching out and seeing that we could expand it. There is a greater need because we realized that just on campus alone, we were recovering so many pounds of food, of edible food, and realizing that, you know, Fresno County alone also has these issues. And the model that was created here on campus at Fresno State was what started Food to Share.
And you mentioned already, I mean, you've had a bunch of experiences at Fresno State, or had a bunch of experiences at Fresno State besides FRN, that really helped shape your life and led you to where you're at today. You know, you were a Richter Center ambassador, you were part of the humanics program, you know, boy, two majors and two minors. I'm wondering if you can share a little bit about how influential Fresno State's commitment to service was in your college experience and how it's helped shape your post-college life.
Yeah, it's been significant. I mean, I even served on the subcommittee of service learning and realizing, you know, the criteria that students should go, and being part of that, realizing that, you know, you can learn as many textbook kind of definitions and data and, you know, all the things that you may know. But when you're actually implementing out in the community, I'm really having the hands-on and working and actually seeing the faces of the residents and the community that you're working with makes such a big impact. And with me having meaningful service learning opportunities as a student, you know, now that I'm in the community and working with the community benefit organization as Fresno Metro Ministry, I'm actually now able to provide meaningful experiences for Fresno State students. And so, you know, just this past semester, I had ag business students who never been exposed to community service. They never knew what it took. And so being able to know myself as a student, the importance of service, but now providing those opportunities to do that, it's kind of full circle for me to be able to do that.
Great. So Alita, you have something you want to add real quick?
Well, I just wanted to mention that our Fresno State Food Recovery Network chapter has recovered 57,620 pounds of food. So we've been able to pick up that much food and redistribute it to people.
57,620?
Yes.
Is that right?
That's how much food we've kept from going to landfill.
Yeah, that's impressive. Well, I want to start to close here a little bit. Dahlia, similar question to what I asked Song. Any thoughts about the role, you know, that you played here, how it's impacting your college career and your future?
Yeah, I think that Food Recovery Network, just the leadership aspect of it alone, has provided such a learning experience for me. I think I've never done anything like this in college before, and it's such a different experience managing a college club than a high school club, you know. And seeing the connection between my interest with environmental issues and tying that together with the humanitarian aspect of Food Recovery Network, it's definitely changed my mindset and some of my goals maybe. And it's actually, I think it helped me. I recently applied and got accepted to a program with a worldwide humanitarian organization. And I think that my experience with FRN is probably what got me accepted to the program, because its values align so closely with the other organization. And so without that, I wouldn't have had anything to add. So
I love it. You know, you talk about, I think we forget sometimes, you know, our students are developing in terms of more than just book smarts while they're here. And the leadership piece and that humanitarian piece is a big part of what we try and do.
Definitely.
So, Marian, real quick, I don't want to leave you out of this. How instrumental has this experience been in your life as a college student?
Like what Dahlia said, I've learned so much from this club, not only from the leadership aspect, but also it gave me experiences that I've never experienced before. I've had to reach out, be proactive in the community, and I've got to meet so many amazing people. We could go on and on about the stories that we have from the people that opened their homes for us and were so generous and were so willing to help us. So it kind of gave me a sense of belonging in this community. And also it gave me a sense of purpose to, you know, keep helping people.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, Alita, before we go, if there's a student out there listening who is thinking, wow, I want to get involved in this, or there's a food grower or processor or restaurant manager who wants to donate, or someone who wants to get financially involved in supporting your program, how do they get more information? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, if you're a Fresno State student, the best way to get in touch with us is through our OrgSync page. So OrgSync.com, you look up the Fresno State Food Recovery Network and send us a message through there. We host a lot of our events and upcoming gleanings and updates through our OrgSync page. If you're a donor, even if you only have one orange tree or one peach tree that you're not harvesting, we'd be happy to come and harvest. Normally, we schedule those on Saturdays when students are not in classes, and we donate the produce that we harvest to a local food aid program. So if you're interested in becoming a donor, please contact us via our website, frnfresnostate.wixsite, wixsite.com, and fill out a gleaning request or a donation request. And that's available. That'll come directly to us. And you can expect a return call within a few days.
We'll link that to our Facebook site. But also, they can just Google Fresno State Food Recovery Network and probably get to that page as well.
You can also find us on Facebook at Fresno State Food Recovery Network. And we post pictures about our events and more information there, too. So that's accessible to most people.
I just want to thank each of you, Marian Pagaduan and Alita Espinosa, Dahlia Dole, and Song Vang. Thank you very much for your work. Thank you for all the contributions that you're making to our community. And thank you to everyone out there who's listening. Please join us again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action show. And like us on Facebook. As I said, we'll post more information about the Food Recovery Network. We've got lots of great information on that site. So you can take a look, send us a message on Facebook, share this great story with others via your own social media networks. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM, and we're streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks, and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.